This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Operations are getting back to normal at the world's busiest airport after a massive power outage Sunday completely shut down Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. Georgia Power officials say a fire in a substation below the airport knocked out both the main power and the backup power for several hours on Sunday. GPB's Bradley George has been following this story, and he joins me now in the studio. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Ricky.
So I think the question on everybody's mind right now is, what caused this disaster?
Well, we still don't know what caused it. Specifically, we do know that there was a fire in this substation in one of the tunnels underneath the airport. That's what knocked out power. And also a lot of people were asking, well, why didn't the backup system kick in? Well, that fire affected the backup as well.
So Georgia Power's CEO Paul Bowers actually appeared on ABC this morning, and he told Good Morning America today that it's actually going to take some time to determine the exact play-by-play timeline of what happened. Here he is.
Right now, we have our investigators in the tunnel this morning. It will take the remainder of this week. We will fix that cable this week and have all the service back to normal operations by the end of the week.
Now, Bradley, Bowers said in that interview that it's not fair to say that Georgia Power did not have a redundant power source, but things still went wrong. What happened to the backup?
Well, think of it like if you have a spare key for your house or your car, and you kept that key on the same key ring as the main key.
Which you wouldn't do.
Right. So that was the situation here. The backup system was adjacent to the main system. And there were actually problems. The switch to kick in the system was actually where this fire happened. So they couldn't even turn on the backup system because they had to deal with the fire first.
So the fire took out everything because it was all, I mean, it's within feet of each other, it
right.
looked like, from the pictures.
Right.
So what's next? How does the airport in Georgia Power go from here to make sure this never happens again?
Well, there's going to be an investigation, and Georgia Power CEO Paul Bowers also talked about some of the steps that they might take to make sure that the backup system is protected.
What else can we do? Do we concrete in case this cable? Do we separate the cable in different areas or not? But that's a question that we'll have as we talk to the airport in the remaining of this week.
Bradley, obviously the airport, the city, Georgia Power coming under a lot of scrutiny right now about how they're handling it. Are there lingering questions about how the city of Atlanta, the airport, and Georgia Power have handled this entire situation?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of questions from people who are trapped in the airport or trapped on the tarmac in airplanes for hours about why there wasn't clearer communication, more prompt response to the public about what happened. Now, last night, Mayor Kasim Reed said that they wanted to go through and be sure of what was wrong before they communicated things to the public, because if they sent out, you know, incorrect information, that would create even more confusion. But I think there's a lot of frustration from travelers today about why there wasn't a clearer communication and understanding of what happened, and also maybe why they didn't take some of the steps sooner, getting people out of the airport, getting people out of these planes, instead of having them stranded there for hours.
Finally, it is obviously holiday package delivery season. Are people's holiday presents interrupted, or is there going to be a delay with FedEx or UPS?
UPS and FedEx saying so far that's not been the case. Now, you have to keep in mind, Atlanta is the world's busiest passenger airport. It doesn't see a whole lot of cargo traffic, though. FedEx's big cargo hub is in Memphis. UPS's hub is in Louisville. So there is some cargo movement that comes out of Hartsfield-Jackson, but it's not a major shipping point the way those other airports are.
GPB's Bradley George, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ricky.